Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
You've heard about aromatherapy, and I want to start my Monday morning, and good morning to you all, to talk about aromatherapy just a little bit. The right smells can actually make you smarter. So to start out on a Monday morning, they're proving more and more that if you're doing something monotonous or repetitive, that smelling peppermint oil can relieve that fatigue. If you have to start work on a Monday morning, as most of us do, then there are different kinds of aromatherapy. You might not even think about it if you earn your living as a factory worker or a truck driver, or even like my producers in an engineering studio. Lots of computers and wires all around. Well, aromatherapy can help you reduce fatigue. It can help you get smarter. It can help you wake up a little bit, be more alert. For example, basil oil as an essential oil is among the oils that I think of when I want something to stimulate my mind and make me feel like, you know, I'm a little bit more awake. There are so many of these different oils. Now, if you really want to feel a little bit relaxed, then chamomile is a great stress oil, something that you can use. Now, you can use these oils in many different ways. You can put them in a diffuser. You can light a little bit of them in a diffuser with water in it. You just put a drop of the oil and light a little tea candle, and then the smell radiates. You can mix some of these oils with other oils, kind that you can wipe on, and you put them on your wrists, you can put them on your temples, you can rub them on your chest if you want to. All of these different oils have so many different properties, and I didn't used to really believe it. But I am telling you right now that the top 10 essential oil lists and all of them, I've seen these. I didn't believe it before, but lavender essential oil is typically among the first few oils listed, and it's really an amazing one. It's beautiful. It's versatile. It's got antibacterial properties. It's a must-have for your first aid kit. It's calming and sedative. It can make you just feel great. So, you know, it's good. It's a good idea. I want to give you a website. Aromaweb.com can help you look at some of the different oils that are out there, figure out what they do and whether or not that they can help you. Next story that I'd like to talk about today, Dr. Wayne Dyer. He was a self-help guru whose bestseller, Your Erroneous Zones, was adopted by millions as a guide to better living. He's died at 75 years old over the weekend. His basic message was simple. He said, think good thoughts and good things will surely follow. Well, I have to try and believe that myself. And while he may have died, I think that this message will certainly live on. It's important for us all. As we've talked so many times about that negative self-talk and how bad it is, let's start out our Monday. Let's start out our week with thinking good thoughts, and that good things will surely follow. And if we think some decent thoughts for this week, I have a pretty hectic week coming up, but I'm going to sit here and I'm going to take my aromatherapy. I'm going to smell lavender and chamomile and jasmine and rose. I love all of these. A little bit of basil to help me get alert. And I'm going to smell those and I'm going to meditate. I'm going to think some good thoughts, because otherwise those negative thoughts can really bring you down. And nobody wants to do that, especially on a Monday. So let's perk up, people. Let's think better thoughts like Dr. Wayne Dyer did, and really try and get ourselves into a good zone for the beginning of this week, because it's going to be a great week. I hope for you and I hope for me. This is Melanie Cole. We have a great show coming up. Stay tuned and stay well.